We are chatting about breakups and if you've had to fight tooth and nail to get some of your things back or something important back from your ex, or maybe you are the ex who is refusing to give things back. And let us know, is it something like a ring from your late grandmother, or is it a toothbrush? Because if you don't fetch that toothbrush, they're going to lawyer you with that toothbrush and your saliva and DNA. 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-702. Tandi in Midrand. Hi, how are you?
I'm okay, thanks. How are you?
Good. Why are you laughing so hard?
So I have a bit of a problem. I just called off an engagement, and he doesn't want to take his lobola deposit back. And I feel like he says he's doing it because he's still holding on to faith. And on my side as well, my parents don't want me to give the money back,
yes,
because they're still holding on to hope as well. And they're like, no, but you can't just cancel an engagement. But now I feel like this money's trapping me.
It's holding you hostage.
It's holding me hostage because I want to move on with my life, but then I can't be unengaged if I still have this dude's money. But at the same time, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I've got things to pay for.
Yo, Tandi, this is serious. So can I ask you a question? Because I know you can answer me simply in one sentence. Why did you break off the engagement?
Because of his children.
Because of his
children, yeah. He's an amazing guy, like incredible, incredible, incredible man. I didn't want to come in between him and kids and baby mama and, well, I don't want to call her baby mama, ex-wife. And so I felt like, you know what, I need to get out and not have him choose between me and the kids. I'd rather make that choice for him.
So are you saying that the kids, they kind of are not feeling you?
I think it's not about not feeling me. They just don't want to share their dad.
Yeah, which is understandable, especially if they live primarily with mom. The little bit of time that they have with dad, it means they're sharing with you. So
exactly.
Do you think there's even a 1% chance that this could be resolved? 1% chance.
1% is me wanting the financial security.
And the
relationship stability. But then I feel like, no, that'll be like selling myself. So no, I'm not going to go back. But yeah, that stability of having like a solid, peaceful relationship. And then also the financial security.
So look, Tandi, I don't know you from a bar of soap. And I'm just, from what I sense, I feel like you're not ending this because he's not a great guy. It's because of the situation. But
yes,
I want to say to you, you know that situations and circumstances change. That what doesn't, like if the core of this man and his character is what you love, then circumstances can change. So
no, I don't want to wake up like in 10 years time and it's one of the kids' weddings and I'm like not invited because the mom's going to be there. I don't want you making my mom uncomfortable, or no, you have to leave this weekend because my mom has this and this is coming through for this and this situation, or I'm graduating but you're not invited. I think it has so many other things. And also, like, if you want to have a child now, how are they going to treat this child? How am I going to be treated with this new child?
So I completely agree with what you're saying. However, you never have to worry about picking up the dog's poo until the dog has pooed. You are worrying about all this poo that has not happened yet. You're standing outside with a plastic waiting up to pick up dog poo. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are dealing with a problem that has not even happened yet. And while all the circumstances you're saying are valid, I would counter by saying, what if you deal with a blended family? What if you deal with kids who say, please also be there with my mom at my grad? What if, and you don't know. So in this case, me, I'm siding with your family, do please keep that money. Use that money to go to family therapy, as all of you. That's my recommendation.
That's what I suggested, and he said, no, we can't do therapy when we only now beginning our family. We don't have problems yet, so how can we go for therapy? And I said, no, but to prevent and to plan and to learn how to navigate.
Yes. So use the money for therapy for yourself for now until he's ready.
No, for bills to pay.
Hi, Tandi. No, Tandi, we need a follow-up to this story because I can hear in your voice you still love this man. You're just frustrated by the situation.
Yeah.
So, me, I'm siding with your family. Do please hold on to that money and put it in a 32-day notice account because I don't trust you.
No, please. It's in the bond account. It's in my mom's bond account.
Yeah, good. Like, thank you.
It's untouchable.
Please tell your mom I support her. Tell your mom I support. You just need some time, babes. Please, do Tandi. Please. Thank you so much for your call, Tandi, in Midrand. And these situations happen, eh? People want their lobola money back. And one can go to court and say, well, technically we're married because this first part was done. She's sitting with the money. Let's go to France in Attridgeville. France, go ahead. How's it?
All right. I regret I never... I should have come with the anonymous story because I have a scars for my ex now because of fighting over things, over her stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, because she wanted, and then she came and she wanted her stuff, and then we wrestled for it, you know, because I did not understand why she's leaving me, you know.
How, Franz? You didn't understand why she's leaving you, Franz? Are you sure?
It's not easy because, I mean, you know, in anything, any relationship, we invest and we believe and, you know, all these things. And then all of a sudden, then she wanted everything and everything that we bought. And then I did not understand. So we wrestled and now I've got on my left arm, I've got a scar. Because
sure.
She stabbed me with a knife.
What?
Yeah, with a knife. I still have, you know,
love her.
I don't know if I still love her, but she stepped in me. Now I've got a scar, a big scar on my left wrist, on my left arm.
So France, has she moved on with her life? Have you moved on with your life?
Yes, we did. Yeah, but. The problem was
did you open a case against her, or you felt that you didn't want to do that?
No, I did not want to do that. Yeah. I did not want to do that. But then, like I say, I can feel what the ex was feeling. You know, I mean, if you end the relationship, it's good if you are the part that is ending, not the part that you still want to kill on, and it's the other party that wants to end, you know.
Oh.
That was the story. That's why, because maybe I love her. That's why I do not want.
France.
I do not want to understand, you know.
France, I completely understand, and I can hear in your voice, Jorge, you are hurt and clearly still got some issues that are hanging there. But I'm just concerned with the stabbing and the violence in that relationship.
WhatsApp Relebogile on 072-702-1702.
25 minutes to 2 o'clock and we're talking about getting things back from your ex. If you've had to fight for it or go through a really hard time, how far did you have to go? Maybe you are the ex that did not want to give things back. Share with us your reasons. We received a call from Tandi who is saying that her ex doesn't want to accept the lobola deposit back. She's done, and she gave a brief background, and so many of you are responding here. One says, you're so correct about Tandi. She should just stop being with with her, stop being with her insecurities and move on. The baby mama herself has life, who said she doesn't have a partner, that she'll still be single after 10 years. If she ever watched Teen Mom TV show, she'd understand just how peace always prevails in the end. Another one says, shab shab, when are you a clinical psychologist? I love you so much. Love your energy. Pohiso in Krugersdorp. Definitely not a clinical psychologist. Please know I've just had enough therapy to be able to speak from the heart and what I feel. Another one says, commenting on Tandi's situation, Tandi, run. You can't bank on things changing if you already have a good feel of the dynamic. If the fence hadn't snipped the situation in the bud at this stage, run is what is being said. We take your calls on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Owen from Brits, go ahead.
Good afternoon, my sister. Look, yes. My sister, I'm having two beautiful girls. They are my daughters. And their mom passed on, I think it was in 2011. They were like 4 and 18 by the time.
Mm.
4 and 8 by the time. So my wife passed on. And there was this beautiful phone that I bought for my wife before she passed on. The girlfriend that I had after the passing of my wife, we had a squabble over that phone.
Mm.
And I intended to give that phone to my little girl.
Yes.
That was like to show, and it was, later on it struck me bad because I understand now that my little girl doesn't have recollection of her mom because she was 4 at the time. So I wanted to keep the phone to give to my little girl. Then the girlfriend that I had wanted the phone and we had a squabble around it. I, instead, how I used the situation is that I said to her, I'm going to buy you a phone, then we don't have issues with this one.
Mm.
And I did that. After buying the phone, I separated with her because it told me something about her now.
Mm.
I didn't fathom the fact that she would have issues with the phone of someone that is late and with my intention to give to my little girl. So I parted ways.
Did you have a conversation with her like how you're telling me, as in the reason that you were holding on to the phone? Because it's not so much about the phone as it is about what the phone represents.
Yes, I did. I did explain to her. And I told her that I want my little girl to come and take it as a gift from my mom, not necessarily from me.
Oh, man.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm so sorry about that, and I think the sentiments are beautiful, and I completely understand why you would feel that you needed to end the relationship because it might cause problems a little bit later. And we had this conversation a week or so ago around dealing with somebody where you are the new person in the relationship and somebody they've been with before, or the children's other parent has died, and navigating that. It's very tricky. Zbu in Sharpeville. Zbu, how's it?
Hello, Rulabukhila, how are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
Hi, Mo, thank you.
Mm.
You know, I'm one of the guys as well that are going to send a letter of demand to the family of my wife because I've just had enough.
Mm.
You know, I paid Lobola last year, right? So in my culture, we used to choose Basi. So they're supposed to do what we call Wakapisa Mahadi,
yes,
which is supposed to be done the following day, right?
Yes.
So it was not done to their own rhythms, right? So we left because like we stayed in a very, very far place, right? Then we came back to them and said, okay, we are giving you guys this date again after 3 months,
yes,
right? We gave them a date to say, okay, we'll be available Wakapisa Mahadi at this date. They never replied. Never said anything. In actual fact, the reply was very rude. So what I'm feeling like is that my wife is not taking my side as well. It's not supporting me at all. But she's expecting me to support her when it comes to my family. But when it comes to her family, supporting me at all.
So wait, are you saying now, if I understand you correctly, you want the Lobola money back, but yes, does that mean you also want the marriage over?
No. I'm taking my Lobola back, and I just said to my wife now to say, you know what, it doesn't seem like the two at all.
Spoo. Your network is not amazing, but I think, so do you still want to be with her is what I'm trying to understand. Oh, why is network failing us today? I'm so sorry, Sboo there on the issue. Wants his Lobola money back. The network, unfortunately, was not great, but I hope that issue gets resolved. Marius in Joburg. Marius, go ahead.
Hi. This actually happened to my brother, not me, but I think it's worth telling the story.
Yes.
So a couple of years ago, my mother passed away, and just after that, my brother started seeing a girl. And then the relationship didn't work out after a couple of months, and she moved out, and she ended up taking my mother's ashes with her.
So, what? Why would she take?
But I don't know. She's a bit of a strange girl, but it all worked out. My brother phoned her and said to say to her, "You need to bring that back." And so we didn't really have to fight with her too much. And so she did bring them back after a while. But it was all just a bit strange what she'd taken in the first place.
Firstly, how do you know that's still your mother in that urn?
No, yeah, exactly. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
So we just had to trust her, I suppose. Yeah.
Marius, why are people not afraid? Like, you are literally taking... Oh, my God. I think this call takes the cake. For the day.
All like I said, all you got them back. And yeah, let's just hope there was actually ashes and not.
Oh my God. Marius, thank you so much for that call. Yo. Some of you are not afraid. That's all I can say. So many of your messages coming through. Relebogile, my recently fresh ex-partner does not want to give me our daughter's birth certificate. I want to make an amendment to my policies and she's just punishing me. Luckily, our 11-year-old is defying to come and see me. I pay for her school transport, buy her food. Some people are bitter exes. This is Sabizinto in Germiston. Please go to Home Affairs or go to the family court. You don't need to even be doing the back and forth. The courts are there available to support you. Dinoa says, "Lebogile, my ex is refusing with my master chef knives. I've since left him with them." Ha! Yeah! Guys, those knives are not cheap. Michael says, "Please call Sboo back. We want the whole story." Yo, today, Lebogile opened up a can of worms. I'm guilty. I'm still in possession of the car that was bought by my ex. She lives overseas now. Why do you still... No, guys, your voice notes.
Good afternoon, Relebogile, to your team and to 702 listeners. Hey, Relebogile, what was the topic that you got going on? In Swarisa, BP is just like skyrocketing. So my ex-girlfriend, Giyo, and Cinderella video, a prior three-piece suit that was given to me by my grandfather. She bribed my three-piece suit alongside with my sneakers that I done collected, you know, in my travels. Adi Braya and Cinderella window when I was a video, when I was asking for my things back. They were bribed, you know. She made a bribe, yeah, with my grandfather's three-piece suit, you know, and my designer sneakers. Okay, bye-bye.
Hello, Relebogile. So then our husband and I broke up at one point in time. And when I left his house and I huffed in a hurry, I left my bag of toys at his house. I hounded him for about a week until I could get them back. Didn't care about anything else, but I wanted my toys.
Hi, Relebogile. Yeah, this is Anonymous. Around 2017, I bought my girlfriend a car. And somehow we broke up. Because I'm a married person, I couldn't claim it back because I was afraid of the implications. Where did the car come from and this stuff? So I let her win.
Good afternoon, Lebo. Great show indeed. I'd like to remain anonymous. No, my dear, I still have my furniture. But the greatest thing with me is that I still have his key. And mind you, he never ever asked for it back. So I go in if I want to because he's hardly home. So I just go in, take my things bit by bits from my Tupperware, from my bedding, from my curtains. So I just go once in a while and I get in there and I take what belongs to me. And that's it.
Hi, Relebogile. Please, black man and therapy, when attended, if he's not saying yes to therapy now, before you get hitched, he ain't never gonna say yes to therapy when you do have problems. Black men and therapy, it ain't never gonna happen. This is Tandega in
Roodepoort.
Hi, Relebohile. I'm in a situation right now where the ex wants some of her stuff back, ne? And I'm standing on, if you want your stuff, you can come get it yourself. The expectation on her side is that I must bring her stuff back to her, take it back and whatever, deliver. And I'm like, look, I don't mind you packing your stuff for you, but I'm not coming to your place. I want nothing to do with coming to see you. So yeah, that's where I'm at currently. You want your stuff? Come get your stuff. And then now when I start seeing somebody else and when they start moving their stuff in, I'm getting rid of your stuff. That's where I'm at currently. Yeah, I'm going to stay anonymous for this one.
Guys, I feel like I think I know you as 702 afternoon listeners. Who are you? Stealing urns, stealing ashes, still having the keys and going into your ex's place, being married, buying your side a car, buying grandfather's three-piece suits. Yo, I am so dead. I am so dead for all of the cars. I can't. One was saying, I support Thandi with her decision. I've experienced the same thing, but the difference is that I got married with the lady and she has a child. I did everything for them. But when it comes to celebrating life achievements like graduation, she never invites me and it is heartbreaking. Another person on X was sharing the story to say that it's Jay Patel saying, I had a vintage Adidas United hoodie from the 1980s. I got it from my grandfather. My ex loved wearing it. When we split back in 07, she refused to give it back. Till today, she poses with it on Instagram and she has a new boyfriend. I really loved that hoodie. And somebody said, why don't you just call her and get it back? He's like, I tried to get it back. I even offered to have it couriered. I even bought a new one. And she replied, if you want it back, send an urn.